Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Almost feels like the start of something new, something big. This must be the start of something big. Not quite, though, because June doesn't start. June is busting out all over, not until Thursday, because today's Tuesday. It's the 30th of May, and 31 days are substantially what holds May together. And I know you're going to say, because I'm going to say, it seems like only yesterday when we said it was the 1st of May. And then it was the 5th of May, and then it was May the 4th be with you. I guess that came before the 5th, though, right? 4th comes
before
the 5th.
But I still feel like, where did February go? Weren't we just in February?
Mm-hmm. I could do without February for the most part. I know it's wonderful because of Valentine's Day. It's romantic. It's sweet. It's also cold and snowy. And, okay, so I want to start out with something, as long as we're starting with something big in this hour of the Good Day program. The thought for the day today was written by poet Robert Frost, who said, or wrote, "The best way out is always through." Ooh-hoo. How about them apples? Think about that. The best way out of a problem is to go through it. So as we look at the charts from Talkers Magazine last week, the number two item on the story list was the debt ceiling and where we were going with all of that. We're going to go bankrupt. Nobody's going to be able to pay their bills. It'll be horrible. The end of the world is certainly coming. And then over the weekend, Mr. McCarthy and Mr. Biden got together and they figured out how to do what they need to do, or what they think they need to do, to fix the problem. Which, of course, is never a fix. It's only a Band-Aid. And so we keep rolling on. And you listen to the lefties. This is terrible. We can't stop spending on all of these important projects. The righties say, you didn't give up enough. And among the righties who don't like it, Mr. DeSantis. So do you think he's exit? Would you like to have him in charge of your finances, Mr. DeSantis? The guy who's trying to run the biggest taxpayer in Florida out of the state. There we go. Yeah, let's
well,
get him in charge.
Well, it also goes against the comparatively speaking. Are we wanting somebody in office, or are we wanting to keep somebody else out of office?
Ah, there you go. Well, it's only a handful of hard right Republicans who said that they will go after this deal. They are opposed to us getting the debt limit to $31.4 trillion. Who even understands that? Warren Buffett said, I think, the other day, what difference does it make? It's foolishness. What are you fighting about? I think that was, I'm interpreting his words that way anyway. So the big bipartisan agreement, opposition, and the Democrats say this is not, well, I think I paraphrased it well enough the other day. I don't really care what Ron DeSantis says. I don't really care what any of these people say. The fact that Biden said it feels good, we'll see when the vote starts whether it works or not. So the most important part of this is, what does it really do? Or is it that? Is that the most important part of this whole thing? Is it really about us being fiscally sound? In a manner of speaking, we have been broke for quite a long time. In reality, when you look at the numbers, because we don't have, well, I guess we do have the assets to cover a $31 trillion deal. But, you know, it's all kind of like smoke and mirrors to me, isn't it, Jay? It's kind of, okay, so it's something to talk about, but do you really know what you're talking about?
Like insight fear, yeah.
Yeah, right. So,
and then it all comes up of, well, what happens if this happens? What happens if that happens?
Right, yeah.
And then it becomes kind of the snowball effect.
Right. So by June 5th, all this stuff has to be voted upon. It'd be interesting to see how thick the paperwork is and whether these people really know what they're voting on or not. The agreement raises the debt. Yep, we know that. So the issue will go beyond the presidential election. Like, we're always in election mode here. Well, as soon as somebody gets elected, okay, who's going to run against him next time?
I know.
Right?
It makes it kind of difficult for whomever the sitting president is, if they're in their first term and they're going to run for a second term, because then it's like their priorities become running for a second term rather
right.
than fulfilling the duties during their first term.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say that about Ron DeSantis. Who's taking care of the duties of governor? Who's the governor of Florida, really, at the moment? So what happens is that discretionary spending remains flat next year with a 1% increase the following year. Military spending increases 3%. That's the damnedest waste of money and time. Well, we're going to have a strong military. We have a strong military. If we took care of the waste, the fraud, the corruption, and the abuse in the Pentagon budget, the Defense Department budget, we could save several hundred billion dollars a year. And then we could, I guess you want to go buy more military hardware? I think that we have enough to blow ourselves to smithereens now. We're going to be tough so we get the, yeah, we're going to protect ourselves from the Russians who can't fire a missile at Ukraine and hit what they're supposed to be hitting. And of the 30 missiles that were aimed at the Ukraine last week, only one of them hit a target. The rest of them, they all blew out of the air. And this is the Ukrainians. You think they got the best military in the world? No. We do. White House agreed to a request by the Republicans to tighten work requirements. This is the only one that makes any difference to me. I think this is the most positive step in this. To tighten up work requirements for federal aid. If you're an able-bodied adult, get your butt out to go to work.
Yes, yes.
You're under the age of 50. If you're eligible for food stamps, age has moved to 55, but they don't really enforce it as well as they need to.
And it's supposed to genuinely help people who need help, but too many people cheat the system and find the loopholes.
Yep, plenty of those people. We all know them too, right? Every single one of us knows somebody who's screwing us. Because we're the taxpayers. We're the ones that come up with the dough. We're the ones that make it possible for you to cheat. You lazy, no good so-and-so. Right? We're the easiest place in the world to go to. That's why we have hundreds of thousands of people sitting on the border that hope they're not going to be checked. They come over across the border. Oop, let's go. We go to San Francisco, get a lot of dough out of the people in San Francisco, right? I would like to think that we were smart enough to squeeze the Fed. There are way too many. Is there 4 million people who work for the federal government? What do we need 4 million people doing? I'm from the government. I'm here to help. Yeah? All of these different programs. So I think today is the first day test will be what the folks on Wall Street decide to do. Will the market shoot up? Because that's usually what happens if they make one of these deals. Yeah, right, let's go. Buy, buy, buy. Out of the frying pan. The global markets already, well, you can see what's going on in Asia, the Asian markets, actually even the European markets. Investors seem it's likely that here and elsewhere, because we have the most important economy, things will feel a little more secure. That's it, right? That's the test. There may be more of a squeeze, I think. That's probably it, much as anything else. There may be more of the right-wingers getting their say. Why is it that they get... It seems like they're noisier only because the left... Leaning media gives them not more credibility. They just want them to be more visible, right?
Well, there's always a lot of finger-pointing. I feel like everybody's noisy. I have such a problem with the idea of political parties.
Well,
it just depends on the topic
partisanship.
And time. And,
right.
Yes,
yep.
Because then it just becomes about fighting each other
uh-huh.
and trying to be the one in charge rather than truly serving the American people.
Yay! All right, thoughts on all of this social media? Jay will post a few questions with thoughts. Facebook and Instagram is at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. Don't forget our live line is 855-999-DOUG. The Miami Heat, hot stuff. They beat the Celtics in Game 7. A lot of sad faces in Boston and even in Los Angeles where my son is. I know he's very upset about this. Eastern Conference Finals, 103-84 last night. So this was pretty much a back and forth, though. It's kind of interesting. The Celtics, my son says, have a great team, but they have lousy leadership. Even though they had a good season, they didn't win. And then there would be people say, well, you're nothing if you don't win. I don't think that's true at all.
Well, and a lot of times it's the conference finals that people feel like are the actual championships, because those sometimes just become the better games. Those who go to the Game 7, where the finals can easily be unevenly matched, and then all of a sudden somebody becomes the championship of that season, 4-and-done, clean sweep. You don't want to see clean sweeps in the finals.
Boring. The Heat are going to face the Denver Nuggets, who beat the L.A. Lakers in the Western Conference. So it's the Heat versus the Heat. No, wait a minute. The Heat versus the Nuggets. Heat versus the Heat. Let's talk about living. Let's talk about loving. Let's talk about life and how you can be better off. Lose that weight. This is barbecue season. I don't know how many people put on a few extra pounds over the weekend. Lots of people eating desserts on top of desserts on top of desserts, which is kind of fun after you have a cookout. But then you think to yourself, okay, how am I going to look good in that bathing suit? Because it's time for a splash here and there, especially with the heat out in the Midwest coming to the East Coast. So go for a bout with Calitrin. If you're going to try to get rid of the weight, have somebody in your corner or something in your corner that will ensure success. That's what going to toploss.com is all about, the website for Calitrin. It'll be easy for you to get on the program, and easy for you if you're consistent. The exercise, the diet, and Calitrin make it really work. Check it out. Toploss.com is the website for the best way to lose weight and keep it off. That's Calitrin.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Back is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Pro frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jay Kirshner. Wait a minute, I'm Mr. Perfect? Mr. Perfect. I've never been called that before, at least not to my knowledge. So a listener was upset with me because I said that Mrs. DeSantis needed a hamburger.
Yes. Right?
And therefore, this person
called you Mr. Perfect Doug Steffen.
Mr. Perfect Doug Steffen, yeah.
Put that on your business card.
I'm going to send that around to all of my children, all the people who are close to me, the people who work for me. You'll remember this, Jake, from now on. I, not anyone else, I am Mr. Perfect. Wow, that's, I'm going to make a big sign and put it over my right at the top of the room here, right? Mr. Perfect. Okay, well, we'll see how that settles in. Meanwhile, it's social media time. People are really trending focus on Celine Dion, who had canceled her shows. Now they're trying to figure out what they do. She is somebody else who needs a hamburger and then some. Maybe some potatoes to go with it, French fries. Right? I don't understand. You know how much energy it takes to sing the way she does? And she looks emaciated. She has no, she's skin and
people
bones.
People have different body types. We just shouldn't comment on people's bodies, period, though.
No. You think I shouldn't tell them that they need a hamburger?
No. Yeah. Especially when you yourself don't eat hamburgers.
That's, well, okay.
What? Well, no, but
how about some ice cream and cake?
That does beg, I was going to say, that does beg the question, why is it the hamburger you always choose that people need to eat?
I don't know.
Why not something else when, yeah, you yourself don't eat hamburgers?
Ice cream and cake. Yeah, ice cream and cake.
Let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake. Yes. Mr. Perfect says, let them eat cake. Let's find out what's going on really with Celine Dion right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I've actually, truth be told, liked Celine Dion's music. I like the energy behind it. And that's it. I'm more concerned about her. Since her husband died, she hasn't been the same. I think that that's pretty obvious. And she keeps saying that she's going to cancel because she doesn't feel well. And so this is in the best interest of her and her health. And all of the facetiousness aside about what she should eat, she isn't well. She's never really looked healthy in my mind. It's not about body shaming. I just think that what I learned about singing and singers early on is they needed to have girth. But she obviously flies in the face of that. But, she, you know, it comes to a point where she catches up to it. Right, exactly.
And she had revealed a diagnosis that she's dealing with, something called stiff person syndrome, which is a progressive neurological disorder. And she kept postponing the shows. Yeah. She the goal was always to get her back on the road, back into performing. And she kept postponing. But then it got to the point where she wants to be fair to the fans and just decided to cancel outright so that she can focus on her health, her fans can get their money back, and then when she's hoping it's a when, not an if, but mm-hmm. when that time comes that she can hit the road again, she will.
Well, the important thing is energy is important, thoughts are things. Wish her well if you're a fan and hope that she'll come back, and kind of leave it at that at this point anyway. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. It really is possible to tell what your dog or cat is thinking. If you can just move aside your human ego for a few minutes, you'll be able to read many different messages in your dog or your cat's eyes. And just because it never occurred to you to try to carry on a conversation with your schnauzer or your pointer, it doesn't mean it's too late. It's up to you to find some time for some silent communication. Take a 10-minute break every day just to sit down with your pet. You may want to speak aloud, telling your pet what you did during the day, and tell them how much you love them. I know it sounds a little eccentric to a lot of people, but you know, pets live in our world, and our world is pretty high up in terms of where the pet is. So it's important every once in a while just to get down on all fours and talk to your dogs, talk to your cats. First of all, the more you talk to your pets, the better it is for your blood pressure, but the more time you spend talking and being with your pets, the more social they become, the quality of life they're going to have is going to get better and better because they have no fear of people. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Is there a dad in your life? You're looking for the perfect Father's Day gift? It's easy. You give them Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. That's 30DOUG and get $30 off qualifying orders. Minimum order is required. See.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says there's no reason the debt ceiling can't be passed by June 5th. A bill needs to be passed that day to raise the debt ceiling, or lawmakers face defaulting on the nation's debt. The first test comes tomorrow with a vote in the House. Both sides of the aisle have their critics. Republican Representative Chip Roy from Texas on Fox News.
We are barreling towards unlimited debt in this country. We're just barreling towards an infinite amount of debt. And we've got to stop that. Just because the swamp is flawed doesn't mean the average hardworking American should take it on the chin. Why should they accept that?
Democrat Representative from Michigan, Debbie Dingell on MSNBC.
I've been angry for days for many reasons that we are being held hostage.
The Miami Heat are headed to the NBA Finals. They beat the Boston Celtics in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals last night in Boston, 103-84. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Good day! Good day, sir!
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
The call of the day is to me. Doug Steffen at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind.
Mr. Perfect here at 34.
After the hour. On a good day program, yes, moving and grooving. So we used to do the old thought department was big on moving and grooving back in the time of Boss Radio. When I cut my teeth on being on the air and have been cutting my teeth so that they're almost worn out since then. Almost gone. All right, so Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen overviewing the weekend and the world. So where are the best beaches located? Have you got some good beaches along Lake Erie there, right, Jay?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yes, yeah. There are definitely some good ones. There are some that are kind of like, there might be some snakes in the water there.
Ah, snakes in the water. Uh-oh.
But, oh, yeah, it's just, it's gorgeous. When I feel like any body of water, when the sun sets,
I know.
It's just magnificent.
Yeah, I was looking at a picture. I forget what story I was reading. Picture of the sun setting over the Hawaiian Islands and how magnificent that is. If you have a chance, if you've never done it, do it once in your life anyway.
Go
to Hawaii, sit on the beach as the sun goes down. I'm not one who likes to even go to the beach necessarily. I like to go swim, but I'm not one of these people that sits on the beach and you got to lather up my back and, oh, I'm going to sit in the sun and get a tan. No, but I do like going in the water. And there's nothing better than a big beach on the Cape, as far as I'm concerned, from Plymouth, Mass, down through any of those places. It just screams, it's summertime! Whoop-ah!
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, let's talk about some of the things that are going on that are more serious. Although I don't know about this one. The Russians have issued an arrest warrant for Lindsey Graham. He described U.S. defense spending on Ukraine as the best money we can spend, the best that money can buy, and I'm glad all those damn Russians are dying. And so he had a conversation, apparently, Graham, with the president of Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky, about the situation with Russia. It's interesting that he actually decided he was going to call him and get the straight scoop, what's really going on over here. So anyway, the comments drew the ire of the Russians, and Putin says, get him. You're under arrest if we can find you, if we can get you. So I wonder if they had to increase, if senators in general, they don't usually have, I don't think they have protection, right? Senator, unless they hire, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene has her own bodyguard. I don't think the feds provide
private personnel. Unless there are a significant amount of death threats or anything like that for them or their family, they probably are not provided.
So the Interior Ministry has issued an arrest warrant for Mr. Graham. It's kind of a rare move for the Russians or anybody else. Usually you sanction those like Putin. He's got an arrest warrant issued on him from the World Court. Crimes against humanity. Yep. Meanwhile, if we look at all the people who have said, stop the war crimes, stop the war, the Russian jails would be pretty full if they can arrest all these people. Right? By the way, the UN says there are 8 million refugees that have come out of Ukraine since the start of the war. All over Europe, some have come here to our country. Some have gone down to Asia. Many have gone to Norway, interestingly enough. So, anyway, the Ukrainians say that over 100,000 of their citizens have been killed. And the Russians, you know, they'll come up with a bigger number, a different number. But still, it's when you get right down to brass tacks, this is really an outrage against humanity. It is. Horrible, horrible, horrible. I don't have to be the one who says that.
Mm-hmm.
The locals in Davenport, Iowa, those of you listening to one of our stations there know this story probably better than the rest of the country. There was a building, an apartment building, that collapsed. And they're still trying to rescue the people who are in this six-story apartment building. The mayor of the city updating folks at a press conference, this building known as the Davenport, collapsing, cause not clear, crews still there. The building's integrity was of concern. Apparently, after all of this, it'll be torn down. The rest of it will be. There was a large natural gas leak there, and certainly water all over the place.
But it makes sense that that would be happening when the structure fell.
Of course.
The part of it just basically detached from the rest of the building.
Yep. Yeah. So this is something you don't ever want to... It sort of reminds me of the same stories came out of Florida, right? When those buildings collapsed on the beach. And you wonder how much of that structural problem is if it's in Davenport, Iowa.
Well,
where
that
else?
Was already known, yes, because with the ones in Florida, I believe that there were already code violations with those buildings that had not been brought up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyway, one of the residents said she recalled seeing dust and debris. She was wondering about her dog. Yeah, that would be a worry, wouldn't it? Whatever, what's in these? People have all their life in the buildings where they live, right? Pictures and keepsakes and all that sort of thing. It's like having a really bad fire. Oof.
Yeah. Well, and then the owner of the building apparently had permits to make exterior wall repairs.
Yeah.
So it seems like they knew something potentially
was
going on. But fortunately, they were able to evacuate a lot of people. But still, there were people in this. Some people still being rescued in the overnight.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. We were talking about Florida. Here's the story from Hollywood on the beach. Big shooting yesterday. Suspect detained. 9 people were hit by gunfire on the boardwalk in Hollywood. Anybody, you all know that area?
Hollywood Beach, Florida.
Yeah, did I say that? I didn't mean it to be Hollywood, California. Sorry, thank you. Yes. Yeah, no, this is Hollywood, Florida. People there, let's see. There were 9 gunshots. So one bullet hit each of these people, according to the police department. And I'm not clear here whether they got the guy that did the shooting or not.
The manhunt is still going on.
They're still looking for this guy. Yeah. 4 children between the ages of 1 and 17 were hit on the beach. 5 adults between 25 and 65. 1 still in surgery. Not clear. There's another, I guess there was some concern about who's an adult and who's not an adult. But the 9 people were shot. I guess that's the bottom line here. Phew. The crazies are out. And in the warm weather, people get even crazier. Stuff like this. All right, let's off the coast of Florida, a little bit north, there's a big storm. It's been very, if you go up to the Carolinas, inland and on the ocean, the storm has been wild, and it's stuck there because the various high-pressure regions around the country that were to the north, to the west, and a little bit to the south have kept that storm there. And as a result, a Carnival cruise ship off Charleston, which was hit with the surge of water, so much so that the rooms on the deck got flooded. How would you like to be on a cruise ship in a storm, and the water and the weather is so bad that it comes. These are huge ships. You've seen some of these new ships, right, Jay?
Absolutely, yes.
Huge.
A lot of times, if you have been on a cruise and the waves are so big that the water can come up, or there are storms or significant weather, you are told to stay in your room to kind of stay closed off from everything because the not the balconies, but the common areas that are outside.
Yeah.
They
I'm looking
could not, yeah.
At some of the video, some of the pictures. The Carnival Sunshine is the ship was headed to the Bahamas, and then back to South Carolina. It was way behind schedule because of the weather. And the picture looks like the middle of a North Atlantic storm. If you look at these pictures, good God, the National Hurricane Center warning of non-tropical low pressure. That was off the coast of Jacksonville, moving northward and inland over the Carolinas, and that's what it did. And so the gusty winds, the dangerous surf, the rip conditions on the ocean.
Can you imagine how much rocking that big boat must have been doing? And the water, just seeing the photos is insane because the water's all through the hallways and you can see some of the furniture
Titanic
everywhere.
Yeah.
You would think that the ship was sinking when it wasn't.
Yeah, no. Very violent, this storm. Pictures all over the place. And the weather people are saying that storm stays there today again. Apparently, it's moving to the east, but very, very slowly. So there's not a lot of people on the beaches in the Carolinas for sure this weekend. Should we have a contest for people to send in pictures of what they look like in a bathing suit?
Oh, that's disgusting. Come on. So you can poke fun at them.
No.
Or fun at them.
What,
this
Mr. Perfect?
Needs a burger. This person needs to lay off of a burger.
Uh-huh.
Either disgusting beard you want to pick on them, or it just sounds lecherous. Let's have a contest. See what you look like in a bathing suit. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Okay, all right. Here's the story of a dad. Let's go around the country to Oklahoma, arriving on horseback to pick up an 8-year-old, happened to be his son, from his last day of school. This was kind of cool. I didn't get to this last actually, it happened on Friday, so we wouldn't have gotten to it anyway. Comes to school on a horse. Name is Mike Mormon.
How fun is that?
Yeah, going to the elementary school to pick up his son on a 12-year-old quarter horse. That's cool. This was a tradition, apparently, from his childhood. On the last day of school, I rode my horse to school. And so his son, Cale, has been an avid rider since he was small. He loved everything about riding. And so the father coordinated the pickup with the boy's school, which was certainly happy to accommodate the plan of him riding in on his steed. So it was a way to celebrate the last day of school. Kind of cool, right?
Yeah, more people should ride to school on horseback.
Yeah, exactly. Let's start that cause. Go to school on horseback. Giddy up. And don't go dressed in your bathing suit, because then we'll be able to tell. Right? Balance 7, here to help. I'm here to help. I'm not from the government, but I am here to help. And so maybe my help is worth more than what you get when the government comes. We're here to help you out. How about getting healthy, feeling better? Many of the conversations I have on the air with you about certain products all are aimed at getting you healthier. And you can take my advice and you do it or you don't. Yeah, it's up to you. But I'll tell you that Balance 7 really is a hot commodity. Lots of people are ordering it because it works to even out their gut. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Doug. You get the product and you get the balance. That's what you need. That's what you want. Balance 7. Nothing to lose and everything to gain. Money back guarantee. It'll work. 800-793-9039.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest Intel Core processors like Thin and Light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. It's the perfect season to power your passions during Dell's Summer Sale event. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour, it's Food Farm and Family time. Find all this content at foodfarmfamily.com. Brought to you in part by O'Reilly. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts, the service that you need from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The pros are there. All right, let's see what's going on at Trader Joe's. Have you noticed this? A lot of recalls. What's going on at Trader Joe's?
I know.
That's a question, right? Instant coffee.
Manufacturing stuff.
Yep. The cold brew coffee that they sell is being recalled. It's called Trader Joe's Instant Cold Brew Coffee. And so if you have it, you bought it, there haven't been anything, there's no note that anything's happened bad to anybody, but apparently they noticed it in checking. I don't know how that works, but at any rate, if you've purchased or anybody's gotten cold brew coffee from Trader Joe's, bring it back, get your money back, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's.
On shards of glass.
Yeah, great.
But didn't this happen recently with Starbucks, the already pre-made ones in the fridge section?
I bet they all get it from the same place.
Yeah, that there was glass in that. I feel like that was only within the last few months.
Yeah. All right, here's another recall, Bear Care. Recalling rechargeable walnut thermometers because of skin burns, potentially anyway. So what is this? I don't know that much about what is it? Why is it called a walnut thermometer? You know, have you ever seen these things? They can cause skin burns, apparently. It's an over-the-counter rechargeable device that's supposed to be used to monitor the temperature of children up to 6 years of age.
they put it on the chest of the child. I guess that's what this is about. So here we go.
And you don't want it turning, yeah.
No. The components of this machine, the thermometer itself, the base station, there's a strip that you use to put it onto the chest, and all the recharging stuff like the cable. It may fail, but don't take a chance. Just bring it back.
Especially when it comes to skin burns. Skin burns on your child,
baby.
Period. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Bear Care says they're voluntarily recalling the product. Well, oftentimes companies, not to be too cynical, but they do this to protect themselves, not so worried about the customers, but send them back, bring them back. So is this mostly an online thing? I'm not familiar with this label or this company. It's a New York company, I know that.
Yeah, you can get it online. Amazon is also sold through Walmart.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And
okay.
Then walnutcares.com, their mm-hmm. own website.
Send it back. Bring it back. Get your money back and then some. All right, today is Taco Tuesday, as it turns out. It is Tuesday. And the Taco Tuesday trademark tiff. How about that for a... Wow, what a great alliteration. The Taco Tuesday trademark tiff. All right, so there are big problems now between Taco Bell and Taco John. Uh-huh. Taco John says they own the trademark. Taco Bell says, no, you don't. So who's going to have Taco Tuesday? Maybe we should just call the whole thing off and eat tacos on Wednesday.
Yeah, the
settle the problem? Huh? Taco Bell believes Taco Tuesday is critical for them. And if they're deprived of saying Taco Tuesday, it could be the end of the world for Taco Bell. It's like listen to this, depriving the world of sunshine itself, said Taco Bell. Wow. They got 7,200 locations around this country. Did you know that?
And so many people say Taco Tuesday. People post about it. And
if
somebody owns the trademark and somebody else is actually making money off of it, then that's a problem rather than just using the phrase. But it does kind of beg the question of one of those things. If something is so popular, is it right for any one entity to own the trademark?
To own
that trademark. But then again, if somebody's the first one to use it, why wouldn't they get to?
Taco Tuesday was first used by Taco John, right out in, Denver? Cheyenne? No, Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Yeah, Wyoming. They've gone after a lot of people. Taco John's is more known on a national level for going after people using Taco Tuesday than for their actual tacos.
Ah, perfect. How big is this chain? But there's 7,200 Taco Bells. How many Taco John's are there? Like 13 or something? No, let's see. They have 370 locations all over the Midwest and the West. I never heard of them before. But then I don't eat tacos. But I do advise people who need a hamburger, instead, let's send them to Taco Bell. What about that? Think that's a good solution to that problem, Jay?
Taco Tuesday.
Go get a taco. And then have ice cream and cake. That'll fix you. It's 59 past the hour. This is a good day program.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.